right, we're back. Good morning. Coming to you from my radio hut. Right around Dakota Avenue, 36 degrees. Partly cloudy. Well, we were supposed to do this last week, but weather kind of got in the way. So we're doing it this week, talking with our good friends at Wilkins Soil and Water. Eric Stroh on the phone with me this morning. Eric, good morning.
Morning, Bill.
Good to have you on the line here. Wish you could have made it in last week, but, you know, the weather does what it does, right?
Yeah, we chose to live here, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes.
That's a good way to look at it. Hey, we are talking Wilkins Soil and Water. We're talking trees today. Tell us about this.
Yeah, just started ordering some trees. Of course, we have our tree pickup day every year in the spring where area folks can come in and just pick up trees they can plant by themselves. We sell bare root and potted plants. And we also provide a service for our county. We have a few implements we pull with the tractor that we can plant actual rows of trees and quite a few trees in a short amount of time. So if anyone has any big plantings planned, we can sure help out with that. And we have a cost share where we can help cover the cost up to 75% and sometimes even more than that of the cost of the planting.
Boy, that's a no-brainer, hey. And no wonder this is such a popular program. In years past, you've always had really good response to this, right?
Yeah, I sure have. I think everyone can see how well the living snow fences do along 210. And, it's a big goal of mine. Hopefully someday we can get more of these roads covered with some living snow fences.
There you go. I wouldn't complain about that one bit. Well, what else do you have on the schedule here as 2025 comes to a close, Eric?
We just wrapped up a project. Anyone listening that's in the Breckenridge area probably remembers some water main issues, and the city was looking for some help funding a repair along the Otter Tail River right on the Main Street Bridge. Just below the water tower there was a leak, and it basically blew the whole shoreline out. They had to dig that pipe out, replace it, and we were actually able to pull together some funds. Our board decided to do 100% cost share with the city and let them use any funding they had to focus on the pipe and putting that back together, right? And we funded the portion of the shoreline restoration.
Boy, well, I'll tell you what, that's good news in itself. So, Eric, looking back over 2025, kind of doing a wrap-up here, been a pretty good year at Wilkins Soil and Water. A lot of changes, but a lot of good changes, right?
Yeah, that's right. We, of course, had to go through some of the federal shutdown issues with the USDA and, kept working with our partners through all that, and still got more CRP on the ground and more conservation practices implemented. Cover crops, hopefully doing some reduced tillage with some producers in the area. And the Boise Sioux Adventure Area Park in town there. We're working with a couple people in the city to plant some trees and help improve that park for everyone to go walk and bike and do some snowshoeing out there.
That's been a great addition. So 2026, big things coming up, I'm sure, for Wilkins Soil and Water. Eric, anything else you got on your list this morning?
Nope, just give us a call. Now's the time to plan, especially if you're done fixing up your equipment and everything's put away for the year. You know, take a breather and give us a call if you have any plans for any type of conservation work in the future, and we can sure help out with that.
Sounds great. Eric, listen, appreciate you calling in. Merry Christmas to you and the fam, and we'll talk again in the new year, all right?
Merry Christmas to you, too. Thank you.
That is Eric Stroh, Wilkins Soil and Water, and we talk with our good friends there once a month here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
When you meet